Didn't he?
Yes, he
did. Hallelujah. So we want to take this opportunity to welcome our online students. This is Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. So let us pray. Father, we're so thankful for all the privileges that we have in Christ. We thank you that he is the head of the church and we are his body. Yes. You said in him dwell the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. I thank you that we are his body. We are his church. So the same applies to us. I thank you for the fullness of the Holy Spirit being made manifest in our midst tonight. We thank you for our apostle. We bless him. We're so grateful to be connected to him. We understand that our prosperity comes through connection. And we thank you that it's a divine connection. And we are appreciative of him, how that he's laid down his life so that we can experience the best of everything. Thank you, Lord. Harmonious conditions, agreeable surroundings, and the best of everything. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for his family. And we ask that you would continue to increase them, multiply them. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, this class is moving in the gifts again of Revelation and Prophecy. Turning your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. And then we're going to go to chapter number 14. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. The Bible says what? Now concerning spiritual gifts, spiritual endowments, from the Holy Ghost, he said what? I will not have you to be what?
Ignorant.
I will not have you to be ignorant. Read.
You know that you were Gentiles.
Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, says, you know that you were Gentiles.
Carried away unto these dumb idols.
And you were carried away unto these dumb idols.
Even as you were led.
Even as you were what?
Led.
Well, all of us are led. Nobody is an island to themselves. So whoever you choose to follow, be careful.
Yeah.
Amen. Because that's a prophecy of where you're going.
Yes,
now, if you need scripture to back that up, all you need to do is hear what Jesus told those Pharisees. If the blind lead the blind, you're going to both end up in the ditch. Hey, no, say, hey, if this is, don't take a road scholar. Who you are connected to, who you following, means something. So these Gentiles were led to follow these dumb idols.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen. Read the Bible.
Wherefore I give you to understand.
Now, Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, as I told you before, you have to understand that this church came behind in no spiritual gift. So they needed some training. They needed some development.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen?
Just like we do.
Yes, sir.
You don't come into Christ full grown.
Amen.
You need some training and some development.
Amen?
Amen? All right, so Paul said, no man, what? No man speaking by the Spirit of God.
Call it Jesus a curse.
All right, well, no man prophesying. See, what is prophecy? A divine unction. You're speaking directly from God. Nobody speaking under the influence by prophecy of the Holy Ghost can say what? Don't lose your place.
That Jesus is a curse.
Come on, we got the roll here.
Amen.
That Jesus is a curse. Read.
And that no man can say.
And no man can say.
That Jesus is the Lord.
That Jesus is the Lord.
But by the Holy
Ghost. Read.
Now there are diversities of gifts.
There are diversities of gifts.
But the same Spirit.
Y'all understanding that? Diversities of gifts, but it is the same Holy Spirit. There's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Father, it's only one.
Yes.
And they are unity. They all work together.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
All right, read the Bible. What does it say?
And there are differences of administrations.
There are differences of administrations.
But the same Lord.
But it's the same Lord.
And there are diversities of operations.
And diversities of operations.
But it is the same God.
The same God.
Which worketh all in all.
Which causes it all to work together for our good. All right? Read.
But the manifestation of the Spirit.
Now pay a close attention. But the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
Is given to every man.
Is given how many men?
Every man.
Is given how many men?
Every man.
How many?
Every man.
All right. So everybody under the sound of my voice, I'm talking to you.
Yes, sir.
Is given to every man to do what?
Profit with all.
To profit with all. That is the purpose for the manifestations of the Holy Ghost. To watch this, to edify, to build up, and to strengthen the church.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what these gifts are about. Amen?
Amen.
Read the Bible.
For to one is given by the Spirit.
Now, this is where we tend to lose, you know, we get our focus on like I'm just supposed to have one gift.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Well, that's what it say right there. For to one is given, right?
Yes,
didn't it say that?
Yes,
for to one is given.
Yes,
so in our minds, we say, well, you only get one.
Yes, sir.
It didn't say you get one. It say to one is given.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how many of y'all know that's the truth?
Yes, sir.
You know you done set up here time and time again to say for to one is given. Well, he only get this one that he's given.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, let's keep reading. For to one is given
by the Spirit, the word of wisdom.
The word of wisdom.
To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit.
The word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another,
faith by the same Spirit.
To another special faith given
by the same
Spirit. Read.
To another, the gifts of healing.
To another, the gifts of healing
by the same Spirit.
By the same Spirit.
To another, the working of miracles.
To another, the working of miracles.
To another prophecy.
To another
discerning of spirits.
To another discerning of spirits.
To another divers kinds of tongues.
To another divers kinds of tongues.
To another the interpretation of
tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues.
But all of these worketh.
Now watch this. But all of these worketh.
That one and the self same Spirit.
All of these worketh by that one and by that self same Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
Dividing to every man.
Now, here's the key. Dividing to every man. Not to one. Dividing to every man. How many?
Severally.
Severally as he wills. Not one. Dividing to every man. Severally as he will. And meditating and searching this out, you got to understand these gifts don't operate just like one at a time.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
They operate in bundles.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna say it till you get it. Because you're going to quit thinking I'm going to get one.
Yes, sir.
And then when the Bible say desire, covet earnestly the best gifts.
Yeah.
Somebody say, what's the best ones? Yeah, they all the best.
Yes, sir.
Because you'll have access to all of them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the best one is the one you need to show up when you got to have it.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yes,
and that's for real. That's not a gimmick. That's just not some catchy statement. The best one is the one that's needed when you got to function.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes,
glory to God. Hmm? Okay. All right. I'll give it to you. 1 Corinthians chapter number 14. I'm going to give you a few things. Did y'all get the definitions? I might say, I didn't even get my email, Reverend. I didn't even look at my email, Reverend. All right, let's see what we got here. See if we can help our own selves out here. Glory to God. Give y'all some definitions. Because you need to know what the word of wisdom is. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody want these gifts. Okay. Here you go. Get this out the way. Help facilitate time. Oh, goodness. iPads will drive you.
Amen.
They do what they want. You got to pray for them every now and then. Yep, lay hands on them. Okay, now, just scroll it up and down. Now, let's go through a few definitions, but one of the things I wanted to fully have you to grasp in this class is this. I want you to desire spiritual gifts.
Amen.
Notice it didn't say desire a spiritual gift.
Yes, sir.
It say desire. Well, let's read 1 Corinthians 14, then we're going to come back and go through some of those definitions, especially the revelational gifts, since this class is moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. Remember, we cannot be escorted into the spirit realm except we be escorted by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
All right. These are manifestations of the Holy Ghost. That's why you don't have to have all these spiritual guru, where people think you're so spiritual. As I told you before, these are manifestations of the Holy Spirit. He operates through people as he wills. And don't tell me he can't come up on, if he can speak through a donkey, then we qualify. Are you listening? I'm just being real with you, because we're the highest of God's creation. So it's not about how spiritual you are. It's about you desiring what this book say.
Yes, sir.
Amen. All right.
Follow after charity.
It says follow after charity.
And desire spiritual gifts.
There it is right there. Desire what?
Spiritual gifts.
Well, why would God tell us to desire spiritual gifts if to one is given?
Come on.
Why didn't he just tell you desire a spiritual gift?
Yes, sir.
No, he say desire spiritual gifts, but what?
But rather that you may prophesy.
Oh, but rather that you may prophesy. See, because you're going to understand prophecy, as we've told you in times past, is the gateway that leads to all the gifts.
Yes.
Now watch this. See, because a lot of times if you don't study, you won't know this. But let's go through them. The word of wisdom. The word of wisdom. What is the definition for the word of wisdom?
The word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation.
It's a supernatural revelation
by the Spirit of God.
By the Spirit of God.
Concerning the divine purpose.
Concerning the divine purpose.
In the mind and will of God.
In the mind and in the will of God.
God reveals his purpose.
God reveals his purpose.
And plan for the future.
And God reveals his plans for the future.
Through the word of wisdom.
Through the word of wisdom. Now I want you to have that. I want you to talk that. I want you to read that. Because these gifts in the Bible mean something.
Yes, sir.
And we are a New Testament church.
Yes, sir.
In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came up on and they function in these.
Yeah.
Y'all kind of quiet. Oh, Jesus. The prophets operated continuously in the word of wisdom. And words of knowledge and special faith. Things were happening. Which y'all looking at me? If the Old Testament people who didn't have the Spirit within can get all this accomplished, how much more should we be able? But see, Dad, Apostle, talks about the church in the New Testament left behind prosperity. Seemed like we left the power too. In the Old Covenant, we see Red Seas opening.
Yes, sir.
We see Daniel and them coming out lion's dens. Shadrach, Meshach, and a bad Negro getting out of, Abednego. That's them people, they teach me that. Coming out the fiery furnace. We've seen things. You know, we saw Joshua when he was warring with the Amalekites. We saw they held up the whole... The whole earth stopped rotating.
Come on.
And here we are. We have access to all power. And it seemed like power done left the church. Well, these gifts. See, God say, I love you. I love you. Now, I love you, but I got to have a means to get something done. All right, you sick. I love you. I love you. If I really love you and you know I love you and I got the power to do something about it. That's where these gifts of healing come in and working of miracles come in. Y'all see what I'm saying? I not only love you, I got the means to show you how much I love you. So the word of wisdom, read it again.
The word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation.
It's a supernatural revelation.
By the Spirit of God.
By the Spirit of God.
Concerning the divine purpose.
Concerning God's divine purpose.
In the mind and will of God.
In the mind and in the will of God.
God reveals his purpose.
God reveals his purpose.
And plan for the future.
And his plans for the future.
Through the word of wisdom.
Through the word of wisdom.
A word of wisdom will give you the ability.
Now watch this. The word of wisdom will give you, because see, sometimes we limit God.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's only about the future, concerning someone's future. But the word of wisdom is so much deeper.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying? Because read it. I'll show you. Read.
A word of wisdom will give you the ability.
The word of wisdom will give you the ability.
To be able to properly apply.
To be able to properly apply.
The knowledge that you may already have.
The knowledge that you may already have.
On a particular situation.
On a particular situation. Now, some of y'all don't know that. But see, we're not talking about an intellectual wisdom here. We're talking about a wisdom that comes from the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Can I give you an example?
Yes, sir.
Our apostle is a great example.
Yes.
He talks about eating lunch here at the ministry in the minister's lounge. He was sitting there eating, and this news flash came on TV about Tiger Woods kind of going around the news media and out there playing golf with the president. But the news media, you know, they didn't know what was going on. Like, man, Tiger out there playing, and we don't know nothing about it. Okay, now, as wild as you think this is, watch what God deals with him and say. Yeah. Well, we're going to get you off of TV and get you on the internet.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, that's what God showed him.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull you off of TV, go behind the scene on the internet, and watch what he say happened. Not only, you know, because people, many of them are on TV selling products. Okay. Oh, it costs to be on TV now. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. But, you know, streamlining is very streamlined. So here he comes off of TV, makes all of his broadcasts available to his partners 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the money, instead of going down, increases. Because that's the wisdom of God. God told him what to do.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
See, wisdom, a supernatural wisdom, is the ability to apply.
Yeah.
I don't care how much you know. You need to have a wisdom from God to know how to apply what you know and understand. As a matter of fact, Ephesians chapter 1, we'll get to the definitions. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 16.
Cease not to give
Paul
thanks
say,
to
I
you,
cease not to give thanks for you.
Making mention of you in my prayers.
I make mention of you in my prayers.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, children, I got to tell y'all something because, you know, and I want y'all to think about this. If I tell you I make mention of you in my prayers, right? You said, I'd be going, how you know all our names? Because if I'm mentioning all of you, hello. All right. Now, here's some insight for you. Every time you pray in the spirit. What I said?
Every time you pray in the spirit.
You praying for all the saints.
Yeah, that's good. Amen. Hallelujah.
Because it's supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're praying for all the saints.
My God.
When you pray in the spirit, you ain't praying for yourself.
Come on,
yes, you're making supplication in the spirit.
Yes,
you're praying for the church,
yes,
for God's people.
Yes.
Okay, you read that in Romans 8, 26 through 20. You'll find it. Amen. Amen. Somebody say, please show it to me, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Romans 8, 26. Jesus. Every now and then people won't challenge you, you know. I ain't never heard that before. But just because you ain't heard it don't mean it ain't so.
Yes, sir.
Romans 8:26. What does it say?
Likewise the Spirit also.
Likewise the Spirit also
helpeth
our infirmities.
For we know not what we should pray for. But the Spirit himself.
But the Spirit himself.
Make it intercession for us.
With groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts. Knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Because he maketh intercession for the saints. According to the will of God.
That's not talking about the New Orleans Saints. I ain't talking about who that.
Yes, sir.
He maketh intercession for the saints.
According to the will of God.
That's why praying in the Spirit is so important. See, if we can get the whole church, everyone who's connected apostolically, to really get that prayer life going. It's amazing how God can wake you up 3-4 o'clock in the morning when nobody else is praying because he got a situation need tending to. So he got somebody he could nudge. They don't have to know who and what and all that. They just need to get on that supernatural channel to get that supernatural utterance to deal with that supernatural problem.
Yes, sir.
That's why prayer got to become important.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I had to show y'all that because I know I felt y'all in the spirit, you know. I never heard that, Reverend. That was online. That wasn't nobody in here. Go back to... Ephesians 1. Go back to Ephesians 1. Come on now. He said, I see not to make mention of you in my prayers. Read. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory.
May give unto you.
Notice what he said to pray. Notice what Paul said. I pray for you. Oh, wow. This is some good stuff. Yeah. Because see, I just heard another verse come after that. See. Paul said, if I ask any, you know, this was in 1 John, but anything you pray according to the will of God and God hear, then God grant what you pray. So this apostolic prayer was being granted as Paul was praying it. What did Paul pray? That God may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of him. So these gifts are designed to magnify who Christ is. The Bible said the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. It's to bring glory to him, not us. Okay, read. What did it say? Keep reading.
The eyes of your understanding.
That the eyes of our spiritual understanding. Now, notice what it says. Being enlightened. That's not going to be.
That's right.
That's the I am-ness. That's what apostle is teaching us. Being enlightened. We got to be before we can have, do, and
say.
Well, children, we'll speak in spirits.
Yeah.
When you in your I am-ness, you have to know when you speak, something gonna happen.
Yes, sir.
I know y'all didn't know that, but that's moving into special faith.
Yes,
the ability to speak and say and know that it's coming to pass. That's why. All right. Now, see, I told y'all Jesus functioned in all 9 manifestations of the spirit. Are you listening to me? When Jesus walked by that fig tree and told that fig tree from this day forward, no man go eat from you henceforth forever. He didn't come back the next day passing to see if it was still growing. One translation say immediately that tree began to dry up. Well, what do you think that was working? What do you think was working? Whatever Jesus did, he was doing it by the Spirit. All right. Remember that book I told y'all need to be written. An Interview with Jesus. Everybody was giving Jesus all accolades about everything he did. The first miracle in Cana of Galilee, he turned the water into wine. Huh? He raised the dead. He did all these things. And they say Jesus did it.
Right.
Jesus did it.
Right.
Jesus did it. Jesus had all these accolades. Right. And finally, somebody had the nerve enough to say, well, let's interview Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus said, oh, y'all thought that was me?
Yeah.
No, that was my Father
yeah.
working in me.
Yeah.
See, what I was doing by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
That's why we have the same Holy Spirit. And we can function. Watch this. The body of Christ.
Yeah.
See, in him dwell the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
The church. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is a spiritual house which is inhabited by the Spirit of God. That's why God said, I will no longer dwell in temples made with hands, but I'm going to dwell in my people.
Yeah.
We are a spiritual house that's indwelt by the presence of God.
Yeah.
We are carriers of God's presence.
Yeah.
We are never absent from God's presence.
That's right.
Because God say, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I don't have to feel a goosebump. He is. All right, now I got to go deeper.
Come on.
I got to go deeper. Listen to me. The Holy, when Jesus left in St. John chapter number 14, when Jesus say, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house.
Yeah.
In my Father's house. He was talking about a spiritual house.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't talking about heaven. In my Father's house, there are many mansions.
Yeah.
There are many rooms. He ain't talking about going to heaven.
He
ain't talking about going to heaven.
That's right.
In my Father's house, a spiritual house. Your house, 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 all of your online houses. And God inhabits his spiritual house by his Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
In my Father's house, there are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. Now watch what he said. I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, there you may be also. Stop. Put down. Put. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. He was not talking about heaven. Heaven is already a prepared place. You don't have to go prepare what's already prepared. When Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, he was talking about, I'm going to go to my Father and I'm going to bring all of you when I ascend and take that seat. Huh? I'm going to give you the position of sonship.
Wow.
That you will be able to reign with me.
Yeah.
Until every enemy of mine is made my footstool.
Wow.
I'm going to do that through my church, which is my body, which is all of you.
Yes.
And then he goes farther down, St. John 14. And I see that thing about to run out back there. Hey, y'all can act like y'all get happy if you want to, but I'm watching that clock. Now, I don't have time to read it, but see, in St. John 14, when you get down there, Jesus told him, he said, I'm leaving you, but I'm coming back.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And when he told him that, most of the church, the church is doing what the Jews did.
Mm-hmm.
God promised the Messiah was coming. The Messiah then came and left. They're still looking for him.
Yeah.
Jesus told the church, I'm coming back.
Yeah.
They talking about the second coming.
Right.
No, Jesus said, Emmanuel, God with you.
Right.
That's me. But I'm coming back.
Right.
I'm coming back as Holy Spirit, God in you.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving you orphans. I am coming back to you. This time when I come back, I'm not coming to dwell with you. I'm coming to dwell in you. That's why Christ in you is the hope of glory.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
We have to understand that the purpose of the indwelling spirit is so that we can begin to function in these manifestations.
Yeah.
The word of wisdom.
Yes.
That's a supernatural wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Now here's something. I hate to bust people buzzle, bubble. We teach things so separately, but there's a progression. All right, read the word of knowledge. Let's see if we can get that in. Tick tock, tickety tock.
Knowledge is The word of knowledge.
The word of knowledge.
Is the supernatural revelation.
Is the supernatural revelation.
By the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
Of certain facts.
Of certain facts.
In the mind of God.
In the mind of God.
Certain.
Listen what he said. Wow. Read it again. The word of knowledge
is the supernatural revelation.
Notice it's all supernatural revelation. We ain't talking about nothing come from the earth. A supernatural revelation
by the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit
of certain facts.
Of certain facts
in the mind of God.
In the mind of God. Mm-hmm. Now I'm about to blow. I'm half the church world gonna be so mad with me tonight because I'm about to say something they have never heard. Have you ever thought that the word of wisdom, which deals with future, is connected to the word of knowledge that deals with facts? Wow. No, I know people don't want, if it's a fact in the mind of God,
right.
If it's a fact in the mind of God,
right.
If it's a fact in the mind of God, whatever God want to do
right.
in the future for you is a fact in his mind.
Yes, sir.
That's all right. Leave that alone, Reverend. Somebody going to write you say, well, Reverend, no, that's all right. Read.
It's simply the Holy Spirit.
It's simply the Holy Spirit.
Transmitting his specific knowledge.
Transmitting his specific knowledge.
To you on something that you would have no ability.
On something that you would have no ability.
Or means to be able to know.
Now, see, that's why I like dealing with God, because see, God do a whole lot more than man.
Yes.
You know, we go through these progressions. You know, here's Jesus. I told you, sitting by the treasury. Where Jesus sit? By the treasury. All right. Here comes this little old woman. First of all, you have a line. They're kidding at 50,000, 25,000, 30,000. One person dropped a million. Somebody put 5 mil in because Jesus was sitting by the basket. Jesus had no problem with what they were putting in. Jesus said the rich did cast in much. But here come this little old widow lady. And she put in 2 mites, which is a farthing. My question to you is, who told Jesus? How did Jesus even know she was a widow? How did Jesus even know what she stuck in? How did Jesus even know why she stuck it in? Could it be that the Holy Ghost said, see that widow woman right there? She just put in 2 farthings. She's a widow.
Yeah.
Now they were casting in out of their abundance, but she put all she had in.
Oh,
well, how did he know that was all she had? Here comes the woman at the well. Y'all know that story. Jesus said, go call your husband. She said, I have none. That was sounded real good. Till Jesus said, thou hast well said, you have none. He said, the one you're with is not your husband. And besides that, you didn't have 5 others. Now watch this. I'm going to show you how the gifts of the Spirit really edify, build up, and exhort.
Yes, sir.
Because when Jesus spoke to that woman in today's generation, that would have been an embarrassment.
Yes, sir.
Come on now. We'd have been like, oh, boy, oh, He played her. Yeah. She going hide. The difference is when gifts of the Spirit are ministered in love.
That's good.
There it is.
They don't shame.
Right.
They bring gain. They minister healing.
That's right.
And deliverance.
That's right.
That woman was so excited about what Jesus told her. She went and preached and got the whole city.
Yes, she did.
Come see a man who told me all about myself.
Yeah.
Normally we tell people all about themselves. You will never see them again.
All right.
You will never see their children again.
Right.
You won't know why. Because many times when we are functioning in those gifts, it's not out of love. It's out of a show.
Wow.
Well, nobody want to talk to me. Thank you.
Oh,
okay. Finish reading the word of knowledge. Let's go over it again.
Okay. The word of knowledge is the supernatural revelation.
It's the supernatural revelation
by the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
Of certain facts.
Of certain facts
in the mind of God.
It's simply the Holy Spirit.
Transmitting His specific knowledge. To you on something that you would have no ability or means to be able to know. With your own limited intelligence.
With your own limited master's degree, doctorate degree, DDS, SMA. I just throw it out there. You know, I'm just trying to show y'all. You are not smarter than God. Medical doctors are not smarter than God. We done built them up to no end.
Come on. Yes, sir.
We have more confidence in what they said than what God had said. These gifts of the Spirit are real. You would have had a man there with a withered hand. Come on, talk to me now. A withered hand. This is more than just a gift of healing. This is a miracle too. You won't know why? Because it was a natural for a arm to just grow out when it was withered up. They would have told me, give him a shot. You need to numb him. Got to numb him first, then cut. Then we got to get another arm from somebody else who just died. I'm not trying to be funny. That's what we do. Jesus moving by the gifts of the Spirit, seeing what his Father had showed him. Watch what Jesus said. Stretch forth thine hand. Stop. The Bible didn't tell me how old the person was. I'm sure I could research it and find it out. But what was amazing was when it grew out, it looked exactly like the other one he had. In age, that's supernatural. I don't need to be 56 with a 2-year-old.
Yes, sir.
We got to see that these gifts of the Spirit are for the Lord. All right, come on. All right, now. You ain't speaking back there. Okay. What you got?
It is supernatural knowledge.
It is supernatural knowledge.
And
insight.
Being given directly to you.
Being given directly to you.
By the Holy Spirit himself.
By the Holy Spirit himself.
Not by your own mind.
Not by your own mind.
Your own intelligence.
Or your own intelligence.
It takes place.
It takes place.
When the Holy Spirit.
When the Holy Spirit.
Takes something Jesus knows.
Takes something Jesus knows.
And makes it known to the believer.
And make it known to you. That's all God was doing. All right, y'all want a scripture to back it up?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Jesus said, my Father showed me all things I'm supposed to do. Everything I'm doing, my daddy showed me. What you tripping about? I already knew I was going to do that. For example, I see you, baby. I thank you back there. I appreciate you. All right, here comes a blind man. Man, blind. Jesus kneels on the ground and make mud balls.
Right.
Now, do you just think, by some stretch of your imagination, Jesus just say, oh, okay. No, God told him, spit. Mix it up with your spit. Put it on his eyes. Now, that wouldn't have worked in this generation. Oh, no, Reverend. That's nasty. You might have AIDS or something. I don't know. No, you might have some disease. No, I'm not saying that to be funny. That's why we can't function. Jesus spat, made up that. Watch this. Put it on his eyes. Now watch this. Most people say it wasn't the mud that healed him. It wasn't the spit mud. That was just part of the process. Jesus said, go wash. Watch this. In the pool called Siloam, which means sent. I'm sending you to the sent pool. Your obedience is what's going to get you healed. You had to believe what I said. For all of the gifts of the Spirit work by prophecy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So go through them. The word of wisdom. You got to say something. The word of knowledge. Got to say something. Special faith. Got to say something. Working of miracles. Got to say something. Gifts of healing. Got to say something. Prophecy. Got to say something. Discerning of spirits. Got to say something. Divers kind of tongues. Got to say something. Interpretation of tongues. Got to say something. And I got to stop.
Ha ha ha.